And now, O Ananda, stand up, facing westward, and having taken a handful of flowers, fall down. This is the quarter where that Bhagavad Amitabha, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, dwells, remains, supports himself, and teaches the law, whose spotless and pure name, famed in every quarter of the whole world with its 10 quarters, the blessed Buddhas, equal to the grains of the sand of the river Ganga, speaking and answering again and again without stopping, extol, praise, and eulogize. After this, the blessed Ananda said this to the Bhagavat, I wish, O Bhagavat, to see that Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitayus, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, and those noble-minded bodhisattvas, who are possessed of a stock of merit amassed under many hundred thousand niyutas of kotas of Buddhas. At that moment, this speech was spoken by the blessed Ananda, and immediately that Amitabha, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, let such a ray of light go out of the palm of his own hand that even the most distant Buddha country was shining with the greatest splendor. And again at that time, whatever black mountains, or jewel mountains, or Merus, great Merus, Mujilindas, great Mujilindas, Chakravalas, great Chakravalas, or erections, or pillars, trees, woods, gardens, palaces belonging to the gods and men exist everywhere in 100,000 kotas of Buddha countries. All these were pervaded and overcome by the light of that Tathagata. And as a man, followed by another at a distance of a fathom only, would see the other man when the sun has risen, exactly in the same manner, the bhikshus, bhikshunis, upasakas, upasikas, gods, nagas, yakshas, rakshasas, gandharvas, asuras, garudas, kinaras, maharagas, men and not men, in this Buddha country, saw at that time the that Amitabha, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, like the Sumeru, the king of mountains, elevated above all countries, surpassing all quarters, shining, warming, glittering, blazing. And they saw that great mass of bodhisattvas and that company of bhikshus, viz., by the grace of Buddha, from the pureness of that light. And as this great earth might be, when all covered with water, so that no trees, no mountains, no islands, no grasses, bushes, herbs, large trees, no rivers, chasms, waterfalls would be seen, but only the one great earth which had become all ocean, in exactly the same manner, there is neither mark nor sign whatever to be seen in that Buddha country, except Shravakas, spreading their light over a fathom, and those bodhisattvas spreading their light over 100,000 kotis of yojanas. And that Bhagavat Amitabha, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, overshadowing that mass of Shravakas and that mass of Bodhisattvas, is seen, illuminating all quarters. Again at that time, all of those Bodhisattvas, Shravakas, gods and men in that world Sukhavati, saw this world Sahar, and Shakyamuni, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, surrounded by a holy company of bhikshus teaching the law.